Welcome to Focus Carolina, an exclusive program sponsored by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Provost Bob Lewin, and I'm excited to share this series of interviews with our Carolina faculty here on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL. Dr. John Bruno grew up by the ocean and at an early age became interested in its conservation. Today, in the Department of Biology in the College of Arts and Sciences, he researches climate change and its effects on the marine habitats in our state.
The National Oceanographic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, is the main science agency that studies weather forecasting. Dr. Bruno says its work is crucial.
We wouldn't know whether hurricanes are coming if it weren't for NOAA. They're literally telling us where hurricanes are likely to go, how strong they are, they're weak, are category 4 or 5, how quickly they're moving, how much rain is likely to come from them. So we'd be back in the 15th century if it weren't for NOAA. NOAA is also instrumental in monitoring the state of our fisheries in North Carolina, our oysters, our scallops, our shrimp fisheries. And then they work with state agencies to set catch limits to make sure that our fisheries are sustainable over the long term, and also to maximize the productivity, including the economic productivity for coastal communities and for fishers. We haven't lost reefs per se. What we've lost is like the corals that build them, just like trees generate a forest. And then there's all these inhabitants that depend on the corals. And in the case of reefs, it's fishes and starfish and crabs and lobster. And so all the reefs that were around a couple centuries ago are still there. They just have much less coral. When I was growing up in South Florida, you could snorkel over the reefs in the Florida Keys, and it was just like gliding over Kansas wheat field. It was just like golden corals, and it went on for acres and acres. And so about 70 to 80% of the seafloor was covered by living coral, and now it's down to like 3 or 4%. So the corals are still there, but they're really patchy and small. And that's a problem for a number of reasons. Without the corals, there's many fewer fishes. And if you're a fisherman, whether commercial or recreational, that's obviously problematic. It affects coastal economies because then people stop going to reefs to look at the corals and the fishes. So it affects hotels and dive operations. And all around the world, when I visit tropical countries for work or for teaching, one of the striking things you see is coastal erosion. Palm trees are falling into the water, and that's in part due to sea level rise and increased storm activity, but it's also due to the loss of these natural buffers. So the reefs build kind of a seawall around coastal villages, without which the waves would just kind of keep going right to shore and crash on the shore and erode away the beaches.
One of the byproducts of this change in coastal economies is the increased mislabeling of fish by distributors and seafood restaurants all over the state and country. The research of this byproduct has led Dr. Bruno to create a brand new course at UNC.
So this wasn't my primary area of research until 4 or 5 years ago. I got asked to develop what's called a CUR class. So CUR stands for Course-Based Undergraduate Research Experiences. And it's one of the big education innovations that the College of Arts and Sciences is instituting. So we're doing away with cookbook laboratories where students kind of like mix the red liquid and the blue liquid together and see what color it comes out as. Students nowadays are doing real transformational science. And so in my class, it's called Seafood Forensics. And these are usually first semester students, 18, 19-year-olds, their first day on UNC campus. They've never done science in their lives, and we give them a piece of flesh, and it's a piece of seafood. They have to identify what it is to species. And we teach them how to do that using what's called DNA barcoding. Once they do that, they design a research project, and the class is focused on measuring how much mislabeling there is in the seafood industry across the state. In each semester, we choose a different type of seafood, a different species. We do shrimp a lot. You all have seen the coastal stands where it says North Carolina fresh shrimp. And about a third of that is actually farmed, frozen, imported from abroad, from places like the Philippines or China or Ecuador. And the reason a lot of vendors do that is because you can buy it for $4 a pound online, right? And then they sell it for $14, $16, $18 a pound. It's fraudulent, right? You're being ripped off in the marketplace. To be fair, like a lot of times restaurants buy their seafood from distributors, and so they don't necessarily know what they're buying. So they're also being lied to as well.
Thank you for listening to Focus Carolina, sponsored by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. To hear more interviews, visit chapelboro.com and click on 97.9 The Hill on demand, or visit thewell.unc.edu.